Hey guys, it's DJ Jesse Janity, and I want to tell you guys a little bit about TrueCar. TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Just in the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features may not be available in all states, but to see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah! Some Hollywood Nights up in Hollywood tonight. Hi, y'all. We are watching CMT Crossroads with Bob Seger and Jason Aldean. So it's going to be a good episode. We are going to dig right in because these guys together, what did y'all think?
I really liked it. I like seeing both of them. I think they're great artists, and I enjoyed it.
I liked it. It was really fun, very energetic, and you know, Bob Seger's cool as a performer.
So those are our first thoughts. We better introduce ourselves, y'all, because we're getting off to a real quick start. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane.
Hey, guys, I'm JJ Juergens.
And I'm Marissa Serafini.
So overall, some positive reviews. Is that what we're getting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really fun Crossroads.
I don't know. I'm a little on the fence. I'm a little on the fence. I thought Jason sounded great. I think he always does, because when I've seen him perform in real life, I'm like, man, he's actually better than I expected. Mm-hmm. He does kind of stand there a little bit, like Bob was moving along. He was moving and grooving the whole time. But let's start with the first song, Hollywood Nights, which we just heard a little bit from Bob Seger there. So this is his song. What did you think? This was fun. A good way to start the show, I thought.
Yeah, I do too. I do. And I guess I'm just a Bob Seger fan because I think he speaks a lot to my roots and where I came from. Because, like, even this song, he's like, he was a Midwestern boy on his own. Like, he has a lot of throwbacks to the Midwest and Omaha. Mm-hmm. And so I think I can relate to what his songs are saying. But yeah, I think what's infectious to me is that he seems to really love what he's doing and love performing. And just, I think one of the things I took away is I thought he was so gracious to Jason Aldean. Mm. Like, you could tell he was a super fan of, which I thought interesting for somebody who is an icon to be so, like, just enthralled and having such a good time with a newer artist. And I thought that was really cool to see.
I thought he was having a blast. I think that was my favorite part of watching him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I definitely relate more to Jason's songs than Bob Seger's because I didn't really grow up listening to him or anything like that.
Jason's our generation.
Right.
Bob's.
But it's so cool to see how much respect they have for each other. And I don't know. I just really liked, I like to see kind of those two together because it fits. Jason's kind of like this country rock dude. Mm-hmm. So pulling those two together, I don't think that Bob Seger would have been good fit for with any other country artists for right now.
No, and I liked how they started off. They had a lot of energy, a lot of fun. And, you know, Bob has great stage presence. He was over there, and he was even getting the crowd involved for the very first number already. So it's like even the audience is engaged. So I thought they started the show off, like, really well.
I know. I wonder which one that actually was, though, in their grand scheme of filming, simply because he was dancing, but he was sweating, too. Bob Seger was sweating through most of that show, so I'm like, he was getting into it.
Yeah, I noticed the very first one. I was like, oh, he's sweating already. Yeah.
Maybe that was later on in the show.
Maybe. It might have been.
But, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And then they, of course, my favorite parts always of these CMT Crossroads are when they sit down and kind of talk to each other. And, and that, like you said, I mean, Bob Seger's just like, yeah, the first time I heard you was your Hicktown CD, and he's been a fan. Like, I don't know, it's really cool to hear that. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was very gracious, a lot of the things that he said too. Like, they got deep kind of with their families and their previous jobs and stuff like that.
They did.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting to hear that they were both And I think that's maybe why, like, I appreciate both of these guys. To hear that they both, that this wasn't just, like, handed to them, you know. It just wasn't, they both had really hard jobs before and being drivers. And yeah.
Random so jobs.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Pepsi truck driver, Jason Aldean. Now look at him. One of the top artists in country music.
Yeah, can you imagine him, somewhere, like, delivering Pepsi into your office building?
In Macon, you know, Georgia. Like, oh, it's amazing. I think it's great. Yeah.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah.
That's what's cool to see. And I think that's inspirational to anybody who's out there trying to follow their dreams, because it's like, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to work hard, and you have to know that that's your passion, what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Seger was really good at saying that. I do want to comment on when he was talking about his father, though. Like, both of them kind of talked a little bit. You know, Jason said he grew up with his mom in Georgia, but would go down. His dad was in the military and went down to Florida a lot, and he kind of taught him to play the guitar, but he wasn't really a musician. Then Bob, on the other hand, grew up with a musician father, and I thought it was really cool when he said, like, you know, he was an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and when he passed, he felt like he had kind of had to step up into that role. Like, he mm-hmm. wonders if that's why. And I thought, that's really deep to share. Like, I wouldn't have known that otherwise. Like, maybe he is trying to step up into this musician role because that's the void he's feeling from his dad being gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was interesting.
I thought it very interesting, and also from a filmmaker aspect, I think it'd be better if they also enhanced it with, like, pictures, videos, because when they're going deep into their own personal lives and you're going somewhat biographical, it's like, I kind of want to see that, you know, like, learning that he learned how to play guitar from his dad a little bit and whatnot. It's like, I kind of want to see those photos.
Oh,
like,
I think
what
that
happened.
Would be, that's such a good...
I mean,
like, addition.
For the few seconds that they talk to each other, you can easily throw in photos to enhance that.
And that's the part where we get to know these artists on a different level from just their music, which we know and love. We get to kind of know the person behind it. And so sharing a little bit more of that, I think, giving them a glimpse into who they are, I think that would be such a way to enhance the show.
Definitely agree. And I also think that it also gives more weight to the lyrics of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, like, sometimes you hear songs, but then when you hear some of the stories or maybe what might have influenced it, that you never even... You know, you never thought of it before. You kind of hear their songs in a whole different way.
That would totally make sense.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of the other songs we heard. Number two was Tattoos on This Town. Mm-hmm. And that is one of my Jason Aldean favorites, I'm going to have to say.
I like that one a lot,
too. Dumb.
Yeah.
You know, you just get into
it.
I really love that one. I thought that was one of the good ones. I was saying Bob Seger was rocking out.
Yeah, I really didn't write anything because I was so entranced with this performance that it was just overall amazing. Yeah.
Now, here's my question.
I just put a big star.
Yeah. Do you guys think that their voices meshed well?
Oh, yeah.
I did, yeah. I was a little on the fence about that. Huh. I thought, I don't know that Bob, when he sings his songs, you can tell those are his songs. Like, he's made for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jason has a great voice to sing on Bob's songs, but I didn't know necessarily vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Seger has that raspy voice, so on a, like, country, I don't know, the country song where it's supposed, I don't know, it was hard for me. Sometimes I was like, I don't know if this works.
But for a couple of them, and we'll obviously get to them, but I put, they had some great harmonizing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it wasn't throughout the whole song, but there were moments where Bob was the backup and then Jason was the backup, and I thought that was pretty meshed well.
I agree. And on that note, I wrote the one thing that we didn't see that I really wanted to hear because of that note was We've Got Tonight. If I know it's like a total like romantic song, and those two guys might have felt weird pulling it off
probably,
but because of the way I like their voices like that, I'm like, oh, I would have just liked to have seen them just try it.
Then again, they seemed pretty comfortable. I mean, they were calling each other before the show, was before even rehearsal, sitting back drinking a beer, like, they look, I mean, honestly, that must be cool. But do you guys know the story as to how they end up on CMT Crossroads? I read this today. They are both friends. Let me find out right here. Make sure I get it right. Both friends with Kid Rock. And Jason had told Kid Rock, he was like, yeah, Bob Seger, he's one of my idols. I look up to him. Kid Rock told Bob Seger, he's like, well, I want to do a Crossroads with this dude. So it's 4 years in the making that that Friday night happened. So I thought that was kind of cool. Like, Kid Rock, of all people, bringing together Jason Aldean and Bob Seger.
That's cool.
You never know, right?
And Kid Rock did a Crossroads, too. So.
Oh, yeah. He must know. He must be like, you guys should work together on this. Good stuff. Okay, what was next?
Just Getting Started.
I love this.
This is
one.
Where I put nice harmonizing.
Mm. And this is from Jason's new album, Old Boots, New Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Old Boots, New Dirt. And I actually thought it was great. I loved hearing this one because it's kind of the new one on the radio right now. So when you hear that and then you kind of see how they do a different take on it, I thought that was a fun one.
Yeah, and I like how they're doing a new version of a new song already. So already, because it's a new song, we can hear it multiple ways that we can also enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, what was next?
Turn the page.
Oh,
I like this one a lot.
Yes, turn the page. But right before this is when Jason asked Bob Seger about his first number one. What a story. You guys, his first number one, which didn't happen until 1985. Yeah. He had been performing for decades.
Beverly Hills Cup.
Shakedown. And he got a nomination for an Academy Award for that. So it's like his first number one and a nomination for an Academy Award.
Boom.
And then, I mean, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah.
Because that's what artists like to talk about. They're like, what was your first number one? Like, that's the one they remember. Yeah. That's the big deal, you know? Like, that's kind of like, we've made it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
It was really not that too long ago.
No. Know,
if you think about
it. Gosh. But he did say about his big albums, The Live Bullet and then Night Moves, he said they both went platinum within the year. Mm-hmm. They were 6 months apart and both went platinum within the year.
Yeah, and that's
nobody does
that
anymore.
That's so rare. Yeah. I mean, who has two albums in the same year?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you see Taylor Swift, she waits 2 years before her next album. Like, they have to draw it out.
Any artist has at least a year, year and a half gap between one album. But to have two full albums in 1 year to both go platinum, that is, like, great on Bob Seger, especially back in that time, too.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, so the next one, anyways, Turn the Page. I thought that was a great one.
I liked it was slower.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
I liked it was slower. And, you know, we had a few rocking songs, and then we had a nice calmer song. Mm-hmm.
Released in 1973. So did Jason just, like, grow up? And then, like, what an amazing experience, though. He literally has getting to sing on stage with one of the idols, like someone he grew up listening to. And people will be saying the same thing about Jason Aldean in 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
She's country.
Oh, and you know we gotta love this one.
Such a good song.
We all got a little country
awesome.
In us, people. That was a fun one. The crowd was into that one, I thought.
I mean,
you can sing along to that one.
Who can listen to that song and not get into it?
Right, I know. Yeah.
I loved it. That was one of my favorite. I did put down Jason finally moved around a little. He doesn't move much when he performs. And even live, like, shows.
He's physically
stands
stoic.
There. Yeah, he stands there at the mic. Which I think is hard because you've got Luke Bryan who's shaking his booty these days. Like, yeah, you got to keep up to entertain, but it still works for him because his voice and the songs, like, but I did say he moved a little bit because you got Bob on the side, like, doing, you know, he was, like, really into it.
I thought this was a perfect number for Bob because this is very energetic, very rockish type of country song. It was like, this is totally up Bob Seger's alley.
It was a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay. Next was Night Train, which this is another thing. They got Jason's songs out real quick.
Yeah.
They were like the first, you know, within the first six songs. But Night Train, that's a big one for Jason, like from his most recent album. What'd you think of that one?
That one got 2 stars for me.
Oh, 2 stars.
Loved
it. Must have been good.
I liked it.
Why 2 stars? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. It just drew me in, too. I just liked
the sound of it.
Yeah, I just love the song. And I just... Was it just a joy to watch, and I liked it.
Yeah, I felt it had a nice balance between slow and fast.
Yeah.
There were slow moments at the beginning, and then it got pretty energetic, too, so it was even balanced.
I thought it was interesting that Bob kicked this one off, because they all sang, if it was their own song, they started that.
Mm-hmm.
And for this one, Bob was the one that actually, he took the first notes, so
I
thought that was interesting a little bit, because you never know, like, we've talked about that in previous Crossroads, like, who starts the songs and how they kind of mesh them together. It's always interesting to see. Because, you know, when it's like your song and putting someone else's voice on it, it must take a lot of thought as to what sounds best and that sort of thing.
But it's nice to have Jason be humble enough to be like, no, you can start my own song.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah. She's like, this is Bob Seger.
Yeah, and even like the in-between before they, you know, cut away to commercial, there was that fun line, like, I'd rather have you sing it.
Uh-huh.
So you can see that they really work with each other and just play with each other's song.
Right. I did think rehearsals looked more fun. Honestly, they look like they were having a blast, just relaxing and chilling, like, you know, in t-shirt and jeans. They were just having some fun.
I would like to see more of that.
Yeah, the behind the scenes, right?
Yeah,
I think that's what's more interesting and intriguing, to see what are they really talking about when the cameras aren't necessarily focused on them.
Yeah, especially these two, because I feel like they may have cut loose a little bit more.
I'm sure they were having a couple beers.
Yeah. I like to see bloopers in between. It's like, oh, no, I messed up the words to your song. I haven't learned it yet or something like that.
Because you can imagine.
Artists do that all the time, I'm sure.
They can mess up their own songs, let's be honest. That would be kind of interesting.
Hardly ever see that. It'd be fun to see that.
Oh, goodness. Okay, next one, Against the Wind.
Simple.
I like this one. They were both sitting for this one, playing their guitars. Like, I like this one a lot. Yeah.
I love acoustic guitar.
And I think I would totally, like, listen to this song over and over. Yep. Just one of those that you can, like, relate to, you know? That was a good one.
And it had a nice break in between with the piano solo and then the electric guitar on top of acoustic guitar. It was really amazing.
Talk about the bands, though. Okay, oh, first of all, the first person I have to point out is Jason Aldean's drummer. Have you guys watched him? Did you get a glimpse of that dude? Is into it. I mean, he is into. You know how drummers make the faces because it's like, how could you not? You're hitting things. But I thought he was so into it. All of the like all the guys. You have the saxophones at times.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it's pretty cool to see all of that and how many talented people there are. You know,
especially on the Seeger stuff. I wrote the sax. I noted the saxophones too.
I thought that was pretty cool.
And I like how they also went into the bands. How Jason been with his band since he first cut his demo, and then now on every album that he works
their albums.
With. So, like, even they stick to their own people and musicians.
And even producers, he said, Mark Knox. Is that correct? Let me make sure that's the right name. That'd be really bad. Michael Knox. Anyways, he's been together for a while cutting Jason's albums, but it was cool that he said, I didn't know he was also from Macon, Georgia. So they're both from the same place, and then you know, it's kind of interesting.
Cut from the same club. Yeah. And the fact that, you know, that you have someone else and another person from the same background and whatnot doing the same thing to have that companionship and camaraderie, that's amazing.
Yeah, and he was saying he just they get each other now. Like, you can only imagine how easy it is to just produce an album if you're both on the same page.
Yeah.
What about the last song? The finale of CMT Crossroads.
Hey, Gypsy.
Hey, Gypsy. And this one was kind of interesting because it kind of, like, went into the credits and all that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't really wrap it up. They were just performing through it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I was surprised. It was like, I wouldn't have picked this as a finale song.
Right.
It was fun. It was energetic, but not as a finale. It didn't feel like a big over-the-top, here's your ending.
I think that's why the endings of these always catch me by surprise. Like, when I'm watching at home,
it's so short.
Like, I don't think it's the end yet. Yeah.
They
go so fast. Yeah, and then that would not have been the number I would have picked end on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it was kind of representative of how the show was overall. I felt like it was just a relaxed, like, you know, it didn't get me, like, super excited. It was just, like, cool to watch. Yeah. It's cool because it's Bob Seger and it's Jason Aldean. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's really, I guess, what the Crossroads are about, bringing two pretty impressive artists together.
Right. And I will give it to Bob Seger for, like, sustaining all that energy and stamina throughout all those performances because he was, like, all over the place, really having a lot of fun. So to keep that same momentum going every single number.
I bet the audience loved it.
Yeah, he's just refreshing to me. I mean, I just think it's, like, for somebody who... I don't know. For a long time in the business, could be jaded, could not want to do something like this. Could, you know, and it's just like, I love that he's just having a good time. You can tell he loves music. He loves new artists. Mm-hmm. He just loves it all. And I think that, for me, was what I probably enjoyed most about all of this.
Definitely music is his passion.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite song from each artist. Let's start with Jason's songs.
I had Night Train.
You did?
I did.
I love Country Girl.
And mine was Tattoos on This Town.
Oh, all three. All right.
I like it. So obviously they did a good job. Yeah. Okay, what about Bob Seger?
Against the Wind.
Mine was too.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had a toss up. I like that. And I still like Turn the Page.
Me too. Those are my two, but I would have gone with
Turn the Page. I like because he gives a little shout out to East of Omaha, and I'm from Omaha.
There you go. He was actually speaking directly to you.
He was. He sang it right to my eyes.
Amazing. Oh, y'all, anything else we want to talk about the show?
It was really fun.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see Bob Seger perform in real life.
Oh, yeah. And he's on tour,
after that,
But and his stories, though, in general, he was talking about his friend who's in the Eagles. Like, that was cool,
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn something, though.
Glenn Fry. I'm
there
sorry,
you are.
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Fry, but like, wow, like, you know, growing up, and he was 19, and Glenn Fry was 16, and then how he made it before him, and it's like... You know, it's kind of interesting because you think these people just make it and they probably don't know other people that do, but sometimes you grow up alongside a bunch of people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Nice. And talking about how they pushed each other and having somebody that motivated them and stuff.
That's awesome.
It's interesting.
It's cool to hear that. Like, for me, not being that familiar with Bob Seger, to hear his stories, I'm very impressed and I'm definitely going to download some of his music, you know?
It definitely makes me want more. I don't, like, we were talking about there's only, like, one a quarter, you were saying. I just wish that there was...
For a year, we need more.
Yeah, we need more of these.
It must be hard to get these artists going. So let's predict, shall we, who may be the next CMT Crossroads.
Ooh. You know what? It's like, I would love... Every time we do a Crossroads, it's someone who's already been in the industry and had a few records out for a while, so we already know them. But I'd like to see someone new. Like, maybe, like, Dan and Shay with someone.
Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier. Here's my thing. I want to say it because I looked back at every CMT Crossroads. So, that started in 2002. And I looked back, and I noticed there were three very notable artists in country music that were missing. So, I decided to take them and pair them with someone. Blake Shelton has never done CMT mm-hmm. Crossroads. Miranda Lambert has never done CMT Crossroads. And get this one, Tim McGraw.
What?
Faith Hill has, Faith Hill but his has. Hubby, her hubby, mm. Tim McGraw, has not. And I was like, ooh, what? That is kind of interesting. So I did it kind of weird. It wasn't really like who I would want to see necessarily, but I was like, if I haven't seen these guys, who would I pair them with? So I tried to find big people right now, big names, okay? Miranda, I want to see her with some spunky girl. So, I mean, Gwen Stefani or Fergie or something like that. I feel like that'd be really fun.
That'd be fun.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like Tim McGraw, because he's like one man.
He needs a group.
He needs a group.
Me too. I put Imagine Dragons because I was like, I think that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Blake, he always talks about being on The Voice. He's always like, I'm such a big fan of Michael Bublé. So I'm like, I'll just write down Michael Bublé and see what happens. Oh, one more person was Jake Owen, who's never done one either. He could be kind of fun.
I think he'd
be good with like Pharrell. Something different.
I can kind of see
okay,
that.
Okay,
I finally have one who I want. Yay, and I know you're going to laugh at me, but maybe it's because we went Bob Seger and we went old school.
Okay.
That I'm going to like my very first artist that my mom introduced me to. And I know he's playing at the Hollywood Bowl in May because she's already asked me for tickets.
Oh, but, no.
So I want to see Neil Diamond and Carrie Underwood.
Ooh,
that would be fun.
I love it.
I want to see her rock out to America.
I like that.
I like it.
Okay, y'all.
There you go.
Well, stay tuned for next year's CMT Crossroads. We'll hope that one of these. Wouldn't it be amazing if one of them happened?
Awesome.
I'd love it. Okay, where can they find y'all?
You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at SerafiniTV.
And I'm at JJ Juergens on Twitter and JuergensJJ on Instagram.
And I am at Southern_Wit on Instagram and Twitter. See y'all next year for the next CMT Crossroads.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz y'all later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.